From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. With the use of technology, more people than ever are being tricked out of their money, falling victim to scams. And one of these scams involves your pets, which is why the Idaho Humane Society is encouraging people to be cautious when it comes to communicating over the phone, especially if you've recently lost a pet. Now, joining us to talk more about this is Christine Schellhaus, the Public Relations Manager for the Idaho Humane Society. Christine, it's always nice to have you on the program.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us a bit about these scams and what they look like?
Yes, these scams are heartbreaking, and we hate to see people even get a phone call, much less fall prey to one. But what these scammers are doing is spoofing our phone number. So if people don't know what that is, that's when you can actually look like you're calling from a legit number. That might be your credit card company, but in this case, it looks like they're calling you from Animal Care and Control. So that's the first step of the scam. The second step is once they actually get a hold of you, they say, "We have found your dog, Lucy, and we really need to help her. She's been hit by a car. She's not doing well, and she needs $2,500 in life-saving veterinary care." And then that starts panicky, thinking, how am I going to save my beloved Lucy? And then they say, well, how do I get that $2,500 to you? And they say, you can give it to us through Venmo or an online bill pay, or they have several different ways to collect those funds. So unfortunately, we don't collect money over the phone. I mean, fortunately, we do. But unfortunately, you know, these people are asking for funds over the phone, and just know the Idaho Humane Society doesn't do that. So that's your first red flag that something's wrong.
Okay. So I was going to ask you, what are those red flags? So that's the first one. Are there any others that people should be looking at?
Yeah. You know, I would ask detailed questions. Where was the dog picked up? You know, these people are not here. We don't believe. We believe they're out of the country and they're just looking up lost pets through social media posts or Craigslist or different places where people have posted them online. They find your phone number, they know your pet's name. And of course, people would do almost anything for their pets. So this is an easy scam for them to run on people that are maybe not as aware of what's going on these days. So it's really important for people to share these cautionary tales of loss of funds and, you know, especially when your beloved pet is gone.
So, Christine, should people be careful about what personal information they put on a lost pet poster?
You know, it's difficult because you want to make sure that you're putting everything out there to get your pet back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would say email is always great. If you at least put your phone number, know that it's possible that you could be targeted for a scam. Maybe don't give your pet's name.
Oh,
or
okay.
If you do, you know, just be cautious. You know, you can always leave, you always want to have a photo of your pet, of course, because a lot of people are able to reunite pets on social media before they even make it back to our shelter. So that's obviously ideal. You can get your pet found in your neighborhood and get it home much quicker than having to come all the way to the shelter. We process it and then you have to come and pick it up. So I would just say, be cautious. A lot of people do Google numbers where you can get a Google number hosted and then that Google number will forward to your phone number and then you can get rid of it. But that's a complicated step in a process for something that hopefully you can get your pet back in just a few hours.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to switch gears a bit because tomorrow is the 4th of July. And this is not a great time for pets. And I know a lot of pets are prone to run away because of the fireworks and things like that. So do you have any tips or suggestions for making sure you're keeping your pet safe, but even calm during this time?
Yes, thank you so much for asking. So yeah, the 4th of July, week before, week after, can be quite traumatic for some dogs. First thing is make sure your pet is microchipped. If your pet is not microchipped, you can pop into a vet office and ask for one. They're typically anywhere from $25 to $35. That is our number one tool to reunite pets with their owners. In fact, we've had owners have pets move across the United States, either with a Good Samaritan or wander somewhere. That microchip is going to be your best bet to get your pet back. And the second step is make sure your microchip's updated. So if you've changed phone numbers or you've moved your addresses, you need to call the microchip company and figure out that they have your current information on file. Otherwise, it's a dead microchip and we can't get a hold of you.
So then if you don't have a microchip, or but even if you do, what about things like, you know, keeping your pet inside? I mean, I have a rule in my house. I mean, we have a cat, not a dog, but we don't let him outside on the 4th of July.
That's pretty smart. And I would say make sure you don't have open windows on the 4th of July. We've seen dogs and cats escape and push the screens open through windows.
Oh my goodness.
So because they're so terrified. So I would say dark rooms that are quiet, have fans on that are making noise. You know, make sure that they've got a collar on. If with the phone number, you can even duct tape it or even just write on a Sharpie on the inside of the collar, anything that will help get your pet back home to you. But, and keep your gates closed. You know, even if they get through that first defense of a open door while you're just trying to come in, those dogs and cats are very nimble and they can squeeze mm-hmm. through a very small opening if they really want to. So if you have gates closed or your garage door closed, that will be your first real line of defense as well.
And I'm assuming, Christine, you see a lot of lost and displaced pets after the 4th of July.
We do. We have a large increase. And so we are actually waiving any redemption fees for people whose pets come in now through the 7th. So what that means is we want you to come in and just get your animal and take them home. Now, if you don't have a current license and if you live in one of the cities in Ada County that we do licensing for, we'll process that for you on the way out the door. But our primary concern is just getting those pets home. Mm-hmm.
So if something happens and your pet goes missing over 4th of July, what are kind of the steps, Christine, that folks should do? I mean, should they contact you first, Idaho Humane Society, and see if you have their animal?
Well, we're going to be closed on July 4th. It's a holiday for us as well. But right. We do have an online portal. So if an animal was injured, we are working emergencies, but that's not just regular strays. That's injured strays or something that's happened that's a larger priority. We will get those animals in, and we have a found pet portal on our website, which is fantastic. So you can just go to our website, idahohumanesociety.org. And then you can click on the found pet portal. And there's literally pictures of every found pet that has come into our shelter. And so you can have a visual picture. There's a description of the pet. There's the crossroads where we found them. So that's your first indicator. But your pet may not make it into Idaho Humane Society right away. A lot of people hold on to pets and try to reconnect them with their owners. So I would start connecting with Nextdoor or any local Facebook groups that might be near you. And a lot of pets are reunited this way, even outside of the 4th of July window. So just start asking around. Of course, get in your car and start calling for your mm-hmm. dog. A lot of neighbors might hear you do that and pitch in to help. And it's a really great community we have here in the Treasure Valley where people just want to see other people do well and get their pets home.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to come and chat with us. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.